you get to a point when you don't want to commune with devils at all. You don't want to be around their false paradigms, their fake reality, their false gods. The more you separate from them, the more you see how evil they are. They worship stars and planets and Mother Earth and trees, their own works, their own ideas, their own technology, which is all from God, but they think it's them. They worship the parts instead of the whole. They worship the partial, and they think that's the whole. Like the gematria people, they get a little bit of slice of the code, and it doesn't explain nothing. You could spend 20 years on gematria and never figure out what the secrets of life are. You got to go back to the words and the letters and the symbols and the alphabet. Gematria ain't gonna tell you nothing, Jack. The types and shadows in the Bible tell you there's types and shadows on earth hidden in plain view. I don't want to be a part of their feast, their parties, I don't want their awards. I don't want their recognition. I don't want none of it. It's all vanity. It's all waste. It's all stupidity. Oh, you wrote this book, or you made this movie, or you achieved this. But they sold their soul to the devil. Did you see that ad by Biden and Kamala? We're in a battle for the soul of this country. Do you understand? They just told you the truth, hidden in plain view, mocking you. They're in the warfare for souls. We're in a battle for the soul of this country. They're telling you. They're attacking your soul. They're attacking the saints. They're wearing out the saints. Council culture, saints. They're liars. They're gamers. They will tell you the truth in plain view, but mean the opposite. We're in a war for souls, Biden, Kamala, or whatever her name is. Yeah, we're in a battle for souls. That's what this whole thing's about. It's in their ad. It's in their ad, people. It's a warfare for your soul. We're fighting for souls. We're trying to pluck some out of Babylon. They're trying to keep people in Babylon and pull you back into Babylon. These are liars and con artists and schemers and scammers and players and psychopaths and sociopaths, and they never stop. They support each other. And they'll sit there and say, well, we're against child abuse, but they're the ones doing it. We're against... It's virtue signaling. In other words, the cancel culture virtue signaling is their Ten Commandments. Since they won't get convicted of the Ten Commandments, they got to create their own and say, if you don't do this, you're not as righteous as me. It's all lies, people. It's all lies. They're trying to hide from God by creating their own Ten Commandments with the cancel culture and the virtue signaling. They want to set up their own religion worldwide. The masks are lies. They're lying to you. N95 is the only thing that would work, if it's even real. I don't even think it's real. I think the reason they go to the hospitals, they want to kill them, put them on the machine to kill them. All you really need to do is go down there and get some Mucinex. 100 milligrams of those children Mucinex, it works. You'll sneeze everything out of your lung. Try it. You can buy it at Walgreens. 100 milligrams. 100 milligrams of Mucinex, and that'll get everything out of your lungs. You'll be sneezing for 4 hours. As long as you believe the lies, as long as you believe the hive, as long as you're a part of the hive, as long as you're a part of it, they're not going to bother you. But once you step out of it and see it for what it is, they can't not bother you. They're trying to indoctrinate you. Love bombing, gaslighting, future faking. They hate you while they say they love you. They're trying to kill you. They say they love you. Come on, join our team. We love you. But the whole time they're trying to bring you back under bondage and slavery and legalism and cults and isms and rule-based, touch not, taste not, handle not, don't go here, don't do this, don't say that, better wear this kind of outfit, uniform, whatever. You got to match up. But the whole time, we love you. But they're putting you under bondage and stress and pain and worry and perfectionism. And nobody's perfect except for Jesus. But they want you to think they're perfect, and they're not. And once you get around them, you realize they're not even close to being perfect. They're actually just the opposite. They just put on that image, you know. And they manifest their perfection. They project their perfection based on you doing the stuff for them, and they benefit or try to project your good honey-do list that you're completing. They try to project it onto themselves because you did it, and they want to make it look like they're the one doing it. When I first got my driver's license, you know, my mom, she started saying, "Can you go to the store for me?" And it's like she did Duper's Delight. I thought, why is she getting it? So I quit doing stuff. My dad said, "Can you take me to the ABC store?" I don't think so. What are you, stupid? I took him one time, and after that, I said, "I ain't taking you to the ABC store. Get drunk, you stupid." Thankfully, I didn't live with him. He'd probably be dead. He would be dead now, but he'd probably be old. Take him to the ABC store. Stupid. Take you to the jailhouse and drop you off.